89.7 WITR, Henrietta, Modern Music, and more.
And much more.
Whole lots more. That was the end of Nothing Is, Rick is gone, but we're friggin' here.
We are.
That thing that he played was Sunrise. Off of Sun Ra's new album, or not new, Sun Ra's album, Blue Delight, and it was kind of cool. It was 12 minutes long. Yeah. I like songs like that. We're playing comedy from 1 to 3 in the morning. If you want to request 775-2271. I'm a little bit tired tonight.
Wait, you got the phone number right.
I got 4 hours of sleep last night.
All right.
Yeah.
You going to go for 5 tonight?
I don't know. If I feel up to it. We're going to start off with country western rap.
Oh, okay.
By Vance Gilbert, which is a really cool song, and I still don't have the Gideon Freudman thing.
Oh, that's bomb.
I had to write a paper.
What could possibly have been more important than that?
A psych paper.
That's not more important than Gideon Freudman.
I know. But it's still sitting there, like it's right there in my way every day. And every day I have to move it out of the way. But we're gonna have lots of other good stuff. And what did you bring anything?
I brought a song by Frank Yankovic and Weird Al Yankovic, no relation,
called Who Stole the Kishka.
Okay. Is it, you have that queued up and everything?
Yeah, it's all queued up. I also brought my Jeff Foxworthy CD.
Oh, yeah. So we actually have some Jeff Foxworthy for all those who've been requesting it, and we keep turning it down.
Which one did you bring?
The only one I have. I think it's called Games Rednecks Play.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to play Country Western Rap by Vance Gilbert, and we got lots of other good stuff coming up in the next 2 hours, so you should stay awake and not go to bed, because sleep is bad.
Take note of the authentic African-American beat I'm using in this song. While I was talking to my manager about a new plan of attack, he says, you play great for guitar, but don't forget, you're black. Now here's a new promotional angle that'll put us on the map. We'll create a whole new genre, call it country western rap. Can't touch this. Now rap, they've got new kids on the block. Country's got Charlie Pride. And that's pretty multicultural if you put them side by side. But I could be the new breed, yeah. The one to fill the gap, mm-hmm. The best of both, yeah, that's good. Against country western rap. I just chillin', I popped in the tape and my boy was killin', he was pumping up a jam. I had to have this, who was it? It was Randy Travis, say, ha! Well, it's off to the record shop. Hell, I've been a star, but some of these was smoking. I ain't joking, I left tower record charge machine broken. Yeah, boy. Well, I bought Merle Haggard, Mac Williams too. My home homeboy said, what you trying to do? I said, yo, bro, I don't mean to be dissing, but there's Boku jams that I think we've been missing. LL Cool J and Dolly Parton, Crystal Gayle, and I'm just starting. Or Reba McEntire and MC Hammer. What a double bill, it's a bad name of Gemma. Johnny Cash, Bobby Brown, Yippee-ki-yo-ki-yay. Get down with a fresh little jam that's in between. It's a little bit of both, if you dig what I mean. I'm country like that.
Of a steel guitar, it's the same old thing. Another 10-gallon cowboy Taylor won't want me to go to Nashville. I just say no. Gonna have rapping, no Garth Brooks, no Billy Ray, just hip hop until the break of day. Say no.
No.
No haystacks.
No.
No banjos.
No.
Just say no to country. Say no.
No.
No cowboys.
No.
No hee-haw.
No.
Just say no to country.
How clear does he have to say it?
Now people say to me, you'll see your wife. You could be a country superstar overnight. You look real good and you don't have a virus. You could be the very next Billy Ray Cyrus. Achy, breaky, shaky, bakey. If people thought Millie Vanilli were fakey, not me, I could never sell out. Want me to go country? You better get the hell out. Hey, diddle diddle, the cat with the fiddle can't even keep up with Moni in the middle. But the worst part about it all else aside, it don't even sound good in a ride. Roll down the block with a steel guitar, coming from the stereo in your car. You're prepared for defeat, cause an 808 beat like a sucker wearing boots right off the street. Say no.
No.
No haystacks.
No.
No banjos.
No.
Just say no to country. Say no.
No.
No cowboys.
No.
No hee-haw.
No.
Just say no to country.
How clear does he have to say it?
I got a friend. I got a friend, baby. I got a friend in a low place. I got a friend in a low place, too. I got a friend in the same his face.
Say no. Country.
Oh no!
We've got to stop them. This can't go on.
Say no and say yes to your life.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear no sweat dance calls. I don't want to hear no southern drawl. I don't want to hear no howdy y'all. Say no to country. I'm gonna talk quick, cause I think I'll be sick if I hear another lick from a hick with a pick. It's just not a match for a DJ scratch and a rhyme on the mic that you never can catch.
No country.
No, I don't think so. I need fresh rhymes and beats that are low. This jam right here is a prime example. 808 beat with boom that's ample. Now you hear me, cowboys fear me. Nashville, Tennessee won't come near me. Okay, that's how I see it. I take country and fricassee it. Serve it on a platter, Kentucky fried. Tough on the out, weak on the inside. Homer, Jethro, Evan, Hoss. Go back to the bar, hip hop to the bar. And you know what time it is. Say no.
No.
No haystacks.
No.
No banjos.
No.
Just say no to country. Say no.
No.
No cowboys.
No.
No hee-haw.
No.
Just say no to country.
Captain, Captain, come and dock, and bring along your big fat cocktail shaker. We'll have a ball in my country. Skies are blue, the sun is beaming, and I can't wait to have your semen. Come on ashore to my country. Rent a boat and go explore the treasures on my ocean floor. The swamp is thick, but don't be a worthy. Steer your canoe right through my pussy willow. We'll catch a buzz and have a gas and get ourselves a piece of asparagus. I grow it here in my country.
Let's tell them what to pack, Polly.
A pair of shorts should do the trick.
But don't forget that 10-inch Dixie, baby. The nights are cool in my country. But when it's frigid on the eastern front, it's nice and hot down in my country. So, baby, please, come again. Come again. Come again. Come again. Making love in a Subaru. That's what I want to do with you. We can always feel around the steering wheel. There seems to be so much that we can do. An alibi that I will not allow is when you tell me that you don't know how. Cause it's just like being in bed. All your clothing you must shed. You can stick them in the glove box for now. Don't try to tell me it's a sin. Just lie back, I'll put a hickey on your chin. When you act this indiscreet, creating so much body heat, the tachometer will nearly start to spin. And now let us lie between the sheets, and thank heaven for reclining bucket seats. Don't touch that, for goodness sake, you'll release the parking brake. We'll both start to roll down the street. Yikes! Now I'm gonna try to lock your door. Wait a minute, now I'm feeling sore. It's not that I'm not able, something's sticking in my navel. Oh my gosh, it's the four on the floor. Ouch! Pigeons overhead flying high, hovering above us in the sky. Now I'm feeling at ease. Oh my darling, would you please close the sunroof? Something just fell in my eye. Yeah. You say that something's pinching at your feet. Hey, this is you just found the way that needs. Oh my bong, they've been missing for so long. All this time you must have been beneath the seat. Now you're suffocating in the waterlogged. Ah, all the windows are beginning to get fogged. So my dear, with your consent, I'll open up the flow-through vent. I only hope that all fell isn't clogged. There are other things that we can do, but only if you're tired of getting scratched. Feel good and you'll wake the neighborhood. They'll have a marvelous view. Making love in a Subaru, my friend. Making love in a Subaru.
This is great. I feel like I'm home. I am. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia, originally. You from Atlanta? No. We've seen Georgia on the map. It's purple. Actually, I was just back there. You know, everywhere you go in Georgia now, all they talk about is the Olympics coming there in 96. And, you know, my whole thought is the Olympics in Georgia. God, you know we're going to screw that up. I guarantee you, when they let those doves go at the opening ceremony, there are going to be guys in the parking lot with shotguns. And we will not have a flame that big without a pig on it, I guarantee it. Some fat guy going, dang good barbecue top of them stairs up there. They ain't got no handrail, be careful. Hell, the Olympic rings will be five old tires nailed together. Because they burn a long time. I'm going back to see this. I mean, if nothing else, the opening ceremony. Greetings, y'all! And welcome all you dang foreigners from other nations. Dear Lord, be with our guests and prepare them for the butt-whooping they are about to receive. They'd be doing the high jump over a clothesline. And this here clothesline was donated by Ray and Faylene Walker. Faylene done got her an electric dryer. I'm telling you, instead of discus throwing, they'll be flinging Ford hubcaps. We're all going to help Earl clean his junkyard out. Come on down. See, that's my fear. They're going to get the list of events. They're going to have no idea what half this stuff is supposed to be. They'll probably have to cancel water polo after the first two or three horses drown. Like for fencing, they'll be giving people baling wire and sheet metal. You boys, see if you can hem this goat in. Ready? Go. And the hammer throw. Can't you see that? All right, hit your thumb as hard as you can, and then chunk it. If you don't cuss, it don't count. I think since we got them in Georgia, we should change the games just to make us look better. Like instead of the 4x4 relay, do the 2x4 relay. That's where you and your buddy take your truck to a construction site at 3 in the morning to improve your home at discount prices. Some of us have played that way. And you know, they hadn't even thought about it, but the river they're doing the kayak racing on is the same river they filmed Deliverance at. That ought to add a whole degree of difficulty, shouldn't it? Because if Ned Beatty couldn't make it down that thing, a Frenchman in a pair of bicycle pants ain't got a chance.
And heat and Woody's brand new car. Nutsy got a beer gut that gets bigger every year. Since Nutsy gave up lifting weights and started hoisting beer, he was lying on the beach one day, the sun kept getting hotter. Some save the whale freaks came and dragged him back into the water. Beer guts of America, stand up if you can. Stick out your big beer gut and hoist the cool one in your hand. Your beer gut is your buddy. It's a friend who's always near. And all you ever have to do is feed it lots of beer. Mungo drank a
pony keg at Rupiaho's wedding. His eyes went rolling round and round, and then he started sweating. He tripped on Duck and Buzz, cause they were passed out on the floor. He landed on his beer gut, and he bounced right out the door. I took my date into the sauna, and on the bench we sat. She pointed and she said, I never seen one big as that. She held it and she stroked it and she told me with a smile, bodybuilders make me sick, but beer guts drive me wild. Beer guts of America, stand up if you can. Take out your big beer gut and hoist a cool one in your hand. Your beer gut is your buddy, it's a friend who's always near. And all you ever have to do is feed it lots of beer. Of America, stand up if you can. Stick out your big beer gut and hoist a cool one in your hand. Your beer gut is your buddy, it's a friend who's always near. And all you ever have to do is eat lots of beer.
Certain things to keep in mind, like if you find your hands and underarms are bleeding, your beer bottle might not have a twist on cap. And don't ever go home with a woman they call Moose or Vince. And never bet that you can fit your head inside a glove compartment. Get drunk with dignity. Keep in mind that just because a bulldog licks your face, it's not necessary to lick him back. Stay away from drinks with names like brain seizure or hypolaxidil. Get drunk with dignity. If a bar has human ears nailed to the walls, don't pass out there. And if your homemade jello has some goldfish in it, you used the wrong bowl. And there are phrases you must learn to avoid. Phrases like, that badge looks stupid, and I can prove these shoes are fireproof. Get drunk with dignity. Try not to drool on bikers. Don't moan a nun unless you got a real good reason. Don't get romantically involved with bar machinery. Get drunk with dignity.
I remember my first drink. I remember where it was at. I remember my second drink came 5 minutes after that. Then came my third and my fourth drink, and I was feeling mighty bold. Well, what did I know about drinking? I was 14 years old. Oh, I remember my first drink. Oh, I remember my first drink. It was Saturday night at a friend's house. Her parents were at the show. We took a little bit from each bottle, so no one would ever know. I poured myself some vodka and some whiskey and wine and gin. I even threw in a spoon of Nestle's Quick and I drank it down with a grin.
Oh, I remember. the bathroom floor.
Oh, I remember my first train.
You know, I've had a lot of close ones, and I've been to the brink. But I do believe I almost died the night I had my first drink.
Oh, I remember my first drink.
E97 WITR.
Henrietta.
Modern Music.
And More.
And My First Drink. And Faust and Lewis. And Tim Kavanaugh. With Get Drunk with Dignity.
I love that tune.
That's great. I love it. It's I don't know. It's too country.
So inspirational.
The Upers before that with Beer Gut. Dennis Leary with the traditional Irish folk song. And in case you don't know, and in case you care, Dennis Leary will be in Rochester on August 10th at the Harrow East.
That's like a week and a half.
Yeah, that's like... I'm going to be out of town that weekend.
Oh, really?
I don't know. I'm supposed to be. I'm going to be in Baltimore the 8th and the 9th.
You can make it back.
I'm thinking I get up.
It's only Baltimore.
It's not until 8 p.m.
Okay.
And Baltimore's only a 6-hour drive, I think. It's like 350 miles.
Okay.
Oh,
you can do it in 4.
I don't know. There's no, like, major highway that runs directly from here to there. But, yeah, he'll be... at the Harrow East on August 10th, 8 p.m. I don't know how much tickets are because I haven't bought them. But I'm sure you can get them just about anywhere. Oh, well, obviously you can get them through Ticketmaster.
Yeah, all the usual
places. Yeah. I don't know if any local stores carry them at all, though, because all they told us was Ticketmaster.
Oh, okay.
That's all they said.
Well, a bunch of the local stores have Ticketmaster outlets in them, so...
Yeah, including Kaufman's.
All right.
I don't understand that. Why is Kaufman's a Ticketmaster outlet thing?
Beats me.
Some Jeff Foxworthy stuff before that with Games Rednecks Play. And Damascus was before that with Making Love in a Subaru. Which, apparently, we haven't played as much as I thought we did.
Yeah, we've only played it once before.
I always pass it up, thinking, oh, we play that all the time. It must be because I have it on tape that I listen to all the time. Lemon Sisters with In My Country, Golden Z with Just Say No to Country, and Vance Gilbert started off with Country Western Rap. We're playing comedy and things like that until 3 in the morning, because we're friggin' here. And that's what we friggin' do.
Every friggin' week.
Tell me about it. requests are 475-2271. If you want to hear anything comedy related. And what do we have? I think you should put that tape in.
Okay.
That'll be up in the next set.
I can't reach it from here, but...
Well, when you get back. But right now we're going to have... What did I put in? I always do this. Oh, Ed's Redeeming Qualities with a great song called Lawn Dart.
Yeah.
You remember that song?
I love that song.
I only heard it like a couple times, but it's one of my like favorites now. But here it is.
It was the 3rd of July, and the weather was fine. Ed brought the hot dog, the throw case, it was mine. But the red ball was missing, 3 mallets were bent. Ed suggested lawn darts, so to Kmart he went. We looked by the yard game, we looked by the grill, but we couldn't. couldn't find one dart from high water or hill. So we talked to the sales clerk, but she started to cry. She said they're off the shelves now, and then she told us both why. A kid was pegged in the head with a lawn dart. Her dad didn't see it. That's the worst part. She was pegged in the head with a lawn dart. So they're now off the shelf at the Kmart. We both felt so bad that we gave up the search. Ed went to bed and I went to church. So now we never grill a hot dog and we don't play yard games. Since we heard that sad story, things just aren't the same. She was pegged in the head with a lawn dart. Her dad didn't see her. That's the worst part. She was pegged in the head with a lawn dart. So they're now off the shelves at the
our music is a little bizarre, and you can hear it right here on friggin' here, WITR.
89.7 in Henrietta, New York.
I'm a victim of dyslexia. I can't tell my left, right, my from. And therefore, whenever I string words together, the order keeps wronging outcome. But that's perfectly K.O. As long as I know there's peeps of Lottle like me. So join with me now and we'll sing us a round of the Lizdexic melody.
Lotta sing, buddy, every Lotta sing. Lotta sing, buddy, every Lotta sing.
I'm a victim of dyslexia, and I think it's getting worse. I bottom my chops on the foot, and vice versa. Some say I times what I mean, but sometimes I won't. I'm a victim of dyslexia, but I damn give a don't.
Lotta sing, buddy, every Lotta sing.
Get off your sings and butt.
Lotta sing, buddy, every Lotta sing.
My wife, she is perfectly normal, so it's no wonder she never could truly and truly stand under me. But I fair her gave warning, the very first morning I met her. I said, I'm a dyslexic and I may never bet any getter.
Lotta sing, buddy, every Lotta sing. Lotta sing, buddy, every Lotta sing. Buddy, every Lotta sing.
Time for one.
Buddy, every Lotta sing.
Someone stole the kishka, someone stole the kishka from the butcher shop.
Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka?
Someone called a cop. Round, firm, and fully packed, it was hanging on the rack. Someone stole the kishka when I turned my back.
Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka?
Someone called a cop. Take my shinka, take my fine kabasi. You can take my pidogi, but give me back my kishka.
Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka?
Won't you bring it back? Yasho found the kishka. Yasho found the kishka. Yasho found the kishka. He hung it on the rack.
He found the kishka. He found the kishka. He found the kishka.
Yasho brought it back.
the shades of the information superhighway. Domes and in the glades, here beside the fiber optic byway. Corned beef in the can, White House on the wire, roll another analog on the fire. I'm lazy in the shade of the information superhighway. In the chilly winter, huddled up beside my printer, but this morning, boys, I've been to Rio on my modem line. I used to take a nap and say that nothing much was happening, but now I'm learning Japanese and how to choose a good wine. And when I'm feeling low, I'll access the vice president and tell him so. I'm lazy in the shade of the information.
Let's see, channel 436, America's Funniest Home Surgery Videos. 437, Afterlife Styles of the Dead and Famous. 438, Dobie Gilligan, the All Bob Denver Network. 439, Censorship Channel, nothing on.
Drag my internet through the data stream, carrying a metaphor, what might seem a bit too far. I'm lazy in the shade of the information superhighway. Found myself a female who could make me glad to be male, so I whispered in her email, honey, won't you megabyte mine? But now my elocution's gotten into distribution, and some guy in the Aleutian Islands wants to know my sign. And when I hear that final bell, I'll fax my working organs to Jocelyn Elders. I'm easing down the glade, and may I say, not in a shy way. I'm laid in the shade of the information superhighway.
Barley pops, yum.
Jumping them haystacks two by two, doing all the things that the farm boys do. We'll milk the cows and clean the stalls. Whoops, that's great. We'll milk the cows and clean the stalls. Then we'll squash the cats with medicine balls. Cause we're farm boys, we ain't got no brains. We got rocks in our heads, red dirt in our veins. Bippity bop, I do the sprayer dance rock. Do-wah, do-bitty wop bow. Bippity bop, I do the sprayer dance rock. Do-wah, do-bitty wop bow. Bippity bop, I do the sprayer dance rock. Bippity bop, do the sprayer dance rock. Pa got mad just the other day and shipped his cow to Paraguay.
Hey. Hello, Mr. Cow. Welcome to Paraguay. Passport, please.
And I'm just a cow.
Give me a home where the staple crops grow and the shade seldom visits the land. Ba la la la. We sweat and we stink as our skin cracks and shrinks and the blisters explode on our hands.
Cow milk is
So we rode our pony to the local saloon, sporting 10-gallon hats made of slaughtered raccoons. At night when Mom and she starts with yarn, I take Sally Sue and we skip to the barn. I say, skip, I say, skip, I say, skip, I do my loose too. Woo! Well, we'll milk the cows, then we'll shuffle some shoes, till we fall in the hay, pitching passionate woo, a woo, a woo. Cause we're farm boys, we ain't got no brains. We got rocks in our heads and dirt in our veins. Bippity-bop, I do the square dance right. Do-wah, do-bitty-wah-bow. Bippity-bop, I do the square dance right. Do-wah, do-bitty-wah-bow. Bippity-bop, I do the square dance right. Bippity-bop, I do the square dance right. Well, the moral of the story, as you can see, is to get yourself a life and live happily.
Abused when she was younger. Her father never up and ran away. And even though her family gives her all the love she needs, somehow she's a bitch anyway. Me, I try to be the perfect hero. I say I love you 20 times a day. I've showered her with presents bought from the finest shops in town. But somehow she's a bitch anyway. And when I tell her funny stories, she says, I guess you had to be there, even though the humor's plain to see. And when the evening news shows homeless people, she says it's their own fault. And then she turns and watches MTV. She never is the first to say she's sorry. She takes offense to every word I say. And even though she lives in the richest country in the world, somehow she's a bitch anyway. She turned out a bitch anyway. She's always a bitch anyway. I love my answering machine. I love my answering machine. It keeps the people I know away from me. I don't watch TV, don't watch my weight. I watch my answering machine. My best friend says,
it's me, pick it up.
I say, nope. My girlfriend says,
it's me, pick it up.
I say, nope.
Mr. Harris from the bank calling. Please pick up.
Yeah, right. I love my answering machine. I love my answering machine. I love my answering machine. It talks to my friends for me. Do I want to go for dinner? Should we meet somewhere at 8? Only if I can take my answering machine. I love my answering machine. I love my answering machine. It keeps the people I know away from me. Sometimes I miss it in the middle of the afternoon. I call it up to see how it's doing. How can I tell my gal who I'm whispering to? You know it's my answering machine. I love my answering machine. I love my answering machine. It keeps the people I love away from me. My answering machine says,
hi.
Hi, this is Bruce. I'm not here right now, so please leave a message, and I'll get back to you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
What my answering machine should say is,
Hi, this is Bruce. I am here right now, and I'm listening to you, but I'm not going to pick up. So leave a message, and I probably won't get back to you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
I love my answering machine. I love my answering machine. It keeps you people away from me. I collect calls like spinsters collect porcelain dolls. Sometimes I'll get fearless and return one, but I'll only speak if on the other end of the phone is another answering machine. We love our answering machines. We love our answering machines. They keep the people we know away from me. We love our answering machines. We love our answering machines. They're the very best thing that's ever been invented.
WITR, Henrietta,
Modern Music and More.
Friggin' here. And comedy and things.
And all sorts of good stuff.
For another hour.
Yep.
We're half done. But
half
we're
asleep.
Still friggin' half not done. We're only done on one side. Bruce McCulloch, one of the kids in the hall, with Answering Machine, which is a good song. Henry Phillips before that, the Bitch Song. The Four Postmen were before that with Farm Boys, a track I don't think I ever played.
Nope.
But I marked it down as being somewhat funny.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured I'd play it. They're due out with a new album any day now. It should be in the mail to me within a couple weeks, I guess. I got email from them saying that they'd send it. So
yeah, hopefully we'll get it soon.
We should have some new stuff from then coming soon. Before that was Frank Yankovic with Weird Al.
Yep.
Which is no relation.
They're not related at all.
I guess it's a very common name.
Like you
Muhammad.
Could probably go back like 5,000 years and maybe find a relationship. But you know.
Right. Who Stole the Kishka?
Yep.
All right. Doo Doo Wah before that with Longest Thing. Jim Queskin and the Jug Band did Borneo, and Ed's Redeeming Qualities started off with Lawn Dart. It's such a sad song. I cry every time I hear it. Coming up, I don't think I have anything.
You have nothing queued up.
I got Screws Lewis.
Oh, yeah.
I got Screws Lewis queued up, and it's not Duck Butter.
All right.
It's Chicken Little.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a good song. I played it once forever ago. I don't even know if we were a show then.
I think we were.
Were we?
Yeah, I think it was... No, I don't think we were. It was before that.
It was before actual...
Because before I started taping the shows every week.
Really? So you don't have it?
I don't have it.
Oh. All right. So, Chicken Little off a Screws Lewis tape that he sent me. It's really funny, and... After that, I don't know. Request something. 475-2271.
Turn on the TV, believe what you see. But don't rush to conclusions from all that you read. It's a mixed up planet, but we don't give a damn if it should blow to a million billion pieces indeed. There's a hole in the sky, Chicken Little. Better tell all your friends that it fell on you. Spread the word, little bird, tell your story. Can't be wrong, but it's been long overdue. Oh no. On the beach, everybody's trying to make a name for themselves.
little bird tell your story. Can't be wrong, but it's been long overdue. Oh no.
What do you know? Now take your armchair general and your next in command. Add a dash of denial in a cozy retreat. They'll be pressing their luck as we're passing the buck. Put the blame on your neighbors that live down the street.
There's a hole in the sky, chicken little. Better tell all your friends that it fell on you. Spread the word, little bird, tell your story. Can't be wrong, but it's been long overdue. No, no.
What do you know? Prophecy warning you to learn your limits of all you can eat. Take your limb limbarinus and all of the blame. If you can't stand the fire, then stay off of the street.
There's a hole in the sky, chicken little. Better tell all your friends that it fell on you. Spread the word, little bird, tell your story. Can't be wrong, but it's been long overdue. Is the time to change public opinion? Don't deny or rely what's been told to you. Henny Penny, go tell Colonel Sanders. Looks like we're in line for a barbecue. Oh no.
What do you know? What do you know?
Or not, are attracted in their weaker years to the occult, and a game like D&D fuels their imagination and makes them feel special, while drawing them deeper and deeper into the bowels of El Diablo. This afternoon, the Dead Ale Wives Watchtower invites you to sit in on an actual gaming session. Observe the previously unobservable as a hidden camera takes you to the inner sanctum of Dungeons and Dragons. Galstaff, you have entered the door to the north. You are now by yourself, standing in a dark room. The pungent stench of mildew emanates from the wet dungeon walls.
Where are the Cheetos?
They're right next to you.
I cast a spell.
Where's the Mountain Dew?
In the fridge, duh.
I want to cast a spell.
Can I have a Mountain Dew?
Yes, you can have a Mountain Dew. Just go get it.
I can cast any of these, right? On the list?
Yes, any of the first level ones.
I'm going to get a soda. Anyone want one? Hey, Graham, I'm not in the room, right?
What room?
I want to cast Magic Missile.
The room where he's casting all these spells from.
He hasn't cast anything yet.
I am, though, if you'd listen. I'm casting Magic Missile.
Why are you casting Magic Missile? There's nothing to attack here.
I'm attacking the darkness.
Fine. You attack the darkness. There's an elf in front of you.
Whoa! That's me, right?
He's wearing a brown tunic, and he has gray hair and blue eyes.
No, I don't. I have gray eyes.
Let me see that sheet.
Well, it says I have blue, but I decided I wanted gray eyes.
Whatever. Okay, you guys can talk to each other now if you want.
Hello. I am Galstaff, Sorcerer of Light.
Then how come you had to cast Magic Missile?
you guys are being attacked.
Do I see that happening?
No, you're outside by the tavern.
Cool, I get drunk.
There are seven ogres surrounding you.
How could they surround us? I had Mordenkainen's magical watchdog cast.
No, you didn't.
I'm getting drunk. Are there any girls there?
I totally did. You asked me if I wanted any equipment before this adventure, and I said no. But I need material components for all my spells, so I cast Mordenkainen's fateful watchdog.
But you never actually cast it.
Roll the dice to see if I'm getting drunk.
Yeah, you are.
Are there any girls there?
Yeah, I did, though. I completely said when you asked me.
No, you didn't. You didn't actually say that you were casting the spell, so now there's ogres, okay?
Ogres? Man, I got an ogre slaying knife. It's got a +9 against ogres.
You're not there. You're getting drunk.
Okay, but if there's any girls there, I want to do them.
There you have it. A frightening look into America's most frightening pastime. Remember that it's not your children's fault that they're being drawn into a satanic world of nightmare. It's their gym teacher's fault for making them feel outcast when they couldn't do one single pull-up.
Dead puppies. Dead puppies. Dead puppies aren't much fun. They don't come when you call, they don't chase squirrels at all. Dead puppies aren't much fun. My puppy died late last fall. He's still rotting in the hall. Dead puppies aren't much fun. No, no, no. Mom says puppy's days are through. She's going to throw him in the stew. Dead puppies aren't much fun. Dead puppies.
Yeah.
traffic lights. I like traffic lights. I like traffic lights, no matter where they've been. I like traffic lights. I like traffic lights. I like traffic lights. I like traffic lights. I like traffic lights, but only when they're green. He likes traffic lights. He likes traffic lights. He likes traffic lights, no matter where they've been. He likes traffic lights. He likes traffic lights. He likes traffic lights, but only when they're green. I like traffic lights. I like traffic lights. I like traffic lights. That is what I said. I like traffic lights. I like traffic lights. I like traffic lights, but not when they are red. He likes traffic lights. He likes traffic lights. That is what he said. He likes traffic lights. He likes traffic lights. He likes traffic lights. He likes traffic lights. He likes traffic lights, but not when they are red. I like traffic lights. I like traffic lights. I like traffic lights, although my name's not Bamba. I like traffic lights. I like traffic lights. I like traffic lights. Oh, God.
Good to me, but all the girls are good after 9 Corona. She was bigger than a Winnebago, a Winnebago, but she looked like Vanna White after 9 Corona. I looked at her face, I saw lust in her four eyes, but I didn't see the cellulite on her thigh. Bow, wow, 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 wow. Nine Coronas. I couldn't see why she'd say no. Oh, she'd say no, but I couldn't see her mustache after 9 Coronas. So I asked her to go home with me, home with me. She couldn't run away after 9 Coronas. We went into my bedroom and we made wild looking, and I turned on the light and took another looking. Bow, wow, 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 wow. Nine Coronas. Nine Coronas. Take her home, but LBJ's too narrow after 9 Coronas. I couldn't drive, drive, cause all the lights were green after 9 Coronas. I got stopped by the cops, going backwards down a one-way street. He opened up the door, saw her, punched her in the teeth. Bow, wow, 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 wow. 9 Coronas. Bow, wow, 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 wow. 9 Coronas.
Jumping jack.
bassoon. Everyone's looking at my bassoon, naked in the shower, kept in like sardines. I'm going to miss lunch hour, 'cause someone stole my jeans. Now what do I do?
Okay. Okay, this is called The Shameful Ballad of Lijah, the Precocious Orchard Queen. Let me tell you about the fall of 79. We were running out of money, we were running out of time, and we wound up picking pears way over in Washington. 3 months before that, we're hitching down the road with a dog named Lijah. He was 1 year old. We had that dog ever since he was a little pup. Now our baby was growing up. What got into Lijah, I just can't say. I guess she started reaching the curious age, and she had this aroma she was sending all over the land. And in every backyard for 4 or 5 miles, every male dog was howling and going so wild. They were driving their owners crazy, but they didn't care. The dog love was in the air. Jumping out of windows, breaking off chains. Poodles, Cocker Spaniels, German Shepherds, Great Danes. They were raunchy, rabid, ugly, mangy, mean. They were trying to find the Orchard Queen. I was in a tree, and Lijah was right down beneath me. To my surprise, I saw 25 male dogs closing in on her. So I picked me a pair, I threw it on down. I hit a Cocker Spaniel, I knocked him to the ground. He got up quick, he was dazed, but he wasn't deterred. I threw down another and I hit him on the head, and he went down hard. I thought he was dead, but he still went for Lijah after taking 2 direct hits. The little sucker was passionate. We jumped from the tree, we ran to the shack, pursued by a horny, crazed wild dog pack. And our dog Lijah fought us every inch of the way. And when we got to the shack, we were both in shock, and we felt like we were in a movie by Hitchcock. We looked at each other and we did not know what to say. How could a little girl act this way? You know, ladies and gentlemen, you try to bring them up right. You feed them Alpo, you keep them tied at night. You try to teach them morals, you try to teach them about society. You hope maybe they'll marry some rich purebred doctor's dog from Marblehead. But no, one day they're an innocent child. Next day you know they're out running so wild. Lijah, I never thought you would turn out to be the picture of promiscuity. Now, just briefly, the word promiscuity over here in macadamia, wherever the hell I am, academia, one of those nuts. The word goes fairly well over here, but when I sing this song in Lynn, nobody has a clue what the word means over there. It's not that they don't know how to behave promiscuously, certainly have a handle on the behavior part. It's the terminology that gives them a problem. So, as something of a public service, I'm going to teach you how to say promiscuous in Lynn speak, in case you ever get lost on your way to Nahant someday. And over there in Lynn, downtown Central Square, what you would be doing in Central Square needing the word promiscuous, I guess, is your own business, really, isn't it? Okay, this is the way you would say it so that the local people could understand you. Lijah, I never thought you would turn out to be wicked slutty. Thank you. Is that cleared up for everybody in the balcony up there? All right, the next morning, I took a pair of my BBD underwear, and I put them on Lijah, and I put her tail through the little hole. Let's all try to picture that if we could. And I let her run free in the orchard that day, and every whale dog in Washington State took a try at Lijah, but the only thing that they felt was a low-budget chastity belt. That night when we got to the shack, I took the underwear and I threw them out back. They were wet and they were dirty and I did not think much of it. I did not realize that they were the equivalent of the Holy Grail in the male dog population. Silly me! Good Lord Almighty, what happened then when the male dogs got a good whiff of them? That was the biggest dog riot that there ever was anywhere. It was over Lijah's underwear. It They fought and rumbled, they brawled all night. They were killing one another till the morning light. They were fighting to the death for the greatest prize anywhere. And when it all was finished, when it all was done, Doberman Pinscher was the champion. He was wounded, but he looked so triumphant, standing there with Elijah's underwear. And just to leave you with one more visual image. This is what this dog looked like. You know, the moon was behind him. He was up on this hill. He's kind of torn and tattered. He had this, you know, the greatest prize in all of dogdom hanging from his mouth. And the look on his face, I just want you all to remember. Take it home with you if you could, all right? This is what he looked like. And then he began gleefully to whistle his favorite song. Thank you all so very much.
From here, so they tell me once a year, there's a maiden that has got me on the train. She's the worst you ever saw, for she nearly broke my jaw, and she made me carry my left arm in a sling. She's a female pugilist, gracious Moses, what a fist, she'll knock you where you won't come back again. Her nose is like a torch, she's a terror of New York, she's my freckle-faced, consumptive Sarah Jane. Oh, Jane, my poor city Jane, come to your Oscar once again. Oh, they say that you are crazy, but I think you are insane. You're my freckle-faced, consumptive Sarah Jane. The other day, just before she went away, she was eating cake, and I think she had a fly. Then she pulled off both her shoes, and she took the yellow blues. Then she lay down on the floor and took a cry. She's my darling, she's my daisy, she's humpback, she's crazy, she's cross-eyed, bow-legged, and she's lame. Oh, they say her breath is sweet, but I'd rather smell her feet. She's my freckle-faced, consumptive Sarah Jane. Oh, Jane, my poor silly Jane, come to your bonehead once again. Your feet are full of onions and your breath, it smells like onions. You're my freckle-faced, consumptive Sarah Jane.
Seven WITR
Henrietta.
Modern music and ringing phones when we go on the air. Bad timing. Big long set. Of course, this is Gideon Friedman in the background.
Yeah, of course.
Off his new album, Adobe Doghouse or something like that. The Tune Wranglers, Sarah Jane, old song.
Old song.
Also, but still funny. Because humor lasts forever. Don White with Lijah, the precocious orchard.
The shameful ballad of Lijah,
yeah,
the precocious orchard.
That's what I was looking for. Mr. Zip with She Left Me...
Yeah.
She left me for a destitute
quadriplegic because of the good sex.
That's the one. Barnes and Barnes High School Gym. John Mamoser with Nine Coronas. Monty Python with Traffic Lights. Ogden Edsel with Dead Puppies. Dead Alewives with their new classic, Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah.
Been around for maybe a year and it's already like the biggest thing ever.
Yeah.
Gideon Friedman with Cliff Walking. And Screws Lewis brought us Chicken Little. Guess what? I think I'm leaving. We're friggin' gone.
Tim's friggin' tired.
Because I've had a very tough week.
You should see him. He's like falling asleep on the switchboard here.
I'm dying over here. I wouldn't last another half hour. But we're going to give you something special for the end of this show. It's the toys, which of course you've heard before, but they're singing in Spanish this time.
Oh, cool. I want to hear this.
You haven't heard it?
I've never heard this.
No? They have a French one, too.
Yep.
But I figured the Spanish one would be better to play for this area. The Spanish version of Smoke Two Joints, which is called Dos Leños, which I suppose means two joints.
I guess.
I'm not up on my Spanish. But if any of you listeners are, it's a special treat that you probably will never hear again unless you buy the CD, which is almost impossible to find anyway, unless you're in California. Sorry to leave you, but here's the toys with Dos Leños.
Dos leños conmigo,
vivos jalando.
Dos sueños.
Ven a fumar.
Dos sueños.
At this time, WITR temporarily concludes broadcasting.